Kerbal Sechel Ball is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud. And if you remember, yesterday in the Mishnah, at the bottom of Ketesimet Aleph, right, we had a machlokas, a three-way machlokas, in the case where, right, you had two brothers married to two sisters. One of them, one marriage is through with a Godol and a Godol, and the other marriage is with a Katana. So what that means is one marriage is Midarais and one marriage is Midarabanan. So if the Godola, right, falls to the younger one for Yibum, so you have a deraisa din of Yibum for the brother's wife, but then you have a derabanan marriage to that woman's sister. So what do you do in that case? Rabbi Elazar had said that you make her do miyun, and therefore the brother gets out of the marriage midirabanan and he could do Yibum. Rabbi Gamliel says you could do that, that's a possible, or you could just wait till the katana turns into a gadola, and then they'll be it'll get out because it's an erva, right? Achos isha, you don't do even for that because the woman is the sister of the avama, meaning the wife is the sister of the avama, right? The katana, right, who turns into a gadola. And Rabbi Yeshua had said, no, oive for everybody. So basically, we're at the two dots here on Kuf Tesim Abayis, where we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel's shita that she can grow older. So the Gemara says, by mine, Rabbi Elazar Mirav. He asked Rav Shaila, my time with Rabbi Gamliel. What's Rabbi Gamliel's logic? Right, two possibilities. Is it Mishum de Kasabra, Kedisha Kitana, Milta, Tolu, Vichigadla, Gudli, Beheda, Afagav de Lobal? Right, basically, what that is a fancy language for saying that it doesn't happen automatically. Right, Odil, or maybe Mishum de Kasabra, Hamakadash, Achos Yvama, Nifter Yvama, Vahokhala, and therefore E boil in E Lobal Lo. Or does it have to happen right afterwards when she becomes a Gedola? Do they need to have some sort of Bia? Does it have to make that a Kedusha Midaraisa, or does it happen automatically? So Amalei said to him, "Hainu time with Rav Gamliel." The reason is Mishum deKasavar Hamikadash Achos Yivama Niftra Yivama VaHalchol. Right. The second reason, as therefore E boil in, right? E lo boil lo. Right. So therefore, once if they had a second bia, right? A bia, not second bia, but a bia after she became a gedola, so that is creating a marriage midaraisa. So therefore, there would be no yibum. That right? The gedola, the older sister, right? She would be Potter from Yibum, but if not, then you don't get rid of the Yibum Chalitza for the other sisters. Amar Sheshes, says, Amina Kinaim Vishachiv Rav, Amar La Hashmaitza. He said, no, Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. But the Tanya is willing to raise a Hamakadish Zakhtana Kiddushat Tuluyan. What do you mean? We see that it's totally, it's the first way to understand that. It's waiting there, right, to happen, quote unquote, automatically when she becomes a Gedola. So Gemara just analyzes and explains, my Tulu, what do you mean? Right, Lav, doesn't it mean, right, ki gadla, that when she becomes a gadola, it's a gadla behada, right, it grows with it, meaning that the kiddushin grows with her, meaning it turns into a deraisa, the kiddushin. I've got the little ball, even though there's no bia. Certainly, Rabban, brother of Nachman, I'm also the katana, I'm also toya v'kaima. Right, again, no, this is what it means. No, it's totally, it's hanging there, it's waiting to find out, you boil in, you boil low, that if they have bia after she becomes a gadola, right, then they'll have a marriage midaraisa. The amra, because she says that who adaf minai, the ana adufa minai, because he is better than me, meaning that and she's better than him. Why? Because while the marriage is through a katana katana, or even a gadola and a gadol and a katana, so there's two possibilities here. Either the guy can give a get, or she can do mian, meaning they have these things that they're holding over each other, right? So it could be that the marriage is totally, it's kind of hanging there, waiting in the balance, right, for there to be a bia afterwards. So we could say that that's the reason for Rav Gamliel. The problem is, if a Saba Rav, he boil in, he lo boil lo, Rav doesn't seem to hold like that. Does he really hold that there's only if there's a bia afterwards, then they're married, be their isa, but if there isn't, then they're not. So Eitmai, we say, Ketana shalom mian, if the Ketana does not do mian, figdila, and she becomes a gedola, and then she marries somebody else. Rav Amar, Eina Tzricha Get Misheni. Rav says she doesn't need to get from the second guy because she was already married. Shmuel Amar Tzricha Get Misheni. Shmuel says she does. Right, so my love to Lubal, isn't that a case where there was no bia after she became a gedola? So my says, love to Lubal, no, it is a case where there was bia. So my says, but Idabal, my time is Shmuel. But if there was bia after the katana became a gedola, so what's Shmuel's logic? Shmuel is saying she needs to get from the second guy? That makes no sense. She was midaraisa, she was mamish married. So Gemara says, "Kasavar, because Shmuel holds, call a bol al das kiddushin rishonu bol." Because yeah, in Echanami there was a bia after she became a gedola, but the guy is not trying to make a new kiddushin midaraisa. He's simply sleeping with her on the strength of the fact that they were married when she was a ketana. Mm-hmm. So he's not thinking about making a new kiddushin din marriage midaraisa. So therefore, it doesn't create a new status. Ah, v'apliti b'chadazin. But didn't we have this machlokas already? Right, we already had this machlokas. Right, the Itmar who said kidushin al tanai, who can also stam. Right, if she had a kidushin al tanai, someone gave right, married her. Right, marry me on condition that I don't know, come back in 30 days. And then Kenosa Stam, right? That's probably a bad example, but on the condition that I give, you know, someone you have $1 million, and then they did the Nisuin without anything, without mentioning the $1 million, and then sure enough, he hadn't paid her. So Rav Amar, right? It's not a good example, but let's just say that was the tonight. So Rav says Yuchai Menu Get or Shmuel Amar, and it's Yuchai Menu Get. Rav says they need to get. Right, because it's a good marriage. Because when they get married, right, when they do the nisuin, it's as if they forgive the original tanai. Shmuel says no. Right, the kedushin was not the tanai was not fulfilled, and the original kedushin is not done, and therefore she doesn't need a get. Well, I jumped the gun a little bit, but to explain the Gemara, yeah, Rav Amar Tuchai Menu Get Kim Denasba Achuli Achlei L'Tanai. Right, because he holds that the nisuin for the nisuin, he's mochel any tanai, right, she's mochel, he's mochel, whatever it is. But they get rid of the tznayim and all the marriages are good. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says no. Ein tzrichim enu get because kol abol adas kiddushin rishonim b'goel. Because when they sleep together, it's because of the original kiddushin. It's based on the original marriage. So if that was not fulfilled, if that tznayim was not fulfilled, so then seemingly, right, they're not actually married. So we had a machlokas already about this. So Gemara says tzrichadiyas marahiv. We need both of these cases because if you would have only had that case. What we just mentioned, but he goes on Rav Mishum Diketana, right? We came in the Baal Achlei L'Tanai, right? And the only reason is because there's a Tanai, and the Baal was Mochel on the Tanai, right? When they, or she was Mochel on the Tanai, right? The Baal, but it was Mochel on the Tanai when they got Dinisun Abu Bahada. But the case, this case, but we have by Shmuel, by the whole thing in our Mishnah, in Modul Shmuel, maybe he would agree that there needs to be. An actual das for the bia after she became a gedola, and really the guy is just sleeping her based on their original marriage. Beads marah baha, but if you only had a machlokas bar mishnah baha kamar Shmuel, you might have thought that that's where Mashmuel holds that he's only thinking about the original marriage. But avo baha, but in the case of the with the tanai imam adalidurav, maybe he holds that yeah, sure enough, once he did nisuin, the tanai is void, right? The tanai is batel, so therefore it's tzricha. Fine. But Miyom Rav, Yibol in, Yibol lo boil. Also, Gemara asks again, does Rav really require there to be a bia after she becomes a gedola to make the marriage midaraisa? One second, uvda dahava benerish. There's a place in Nerish, there's a story in Nerish, a katsha, she kitana, the gadla, right? She got engaged or married when she was a kitana, and then she grew up, dosvebe, kursaya, and she was sitting on this kind of carriage, right, to do nisuin for with her husband. And there's some other guy got in there, right, and married her himself, right, obviously with her consent, but he's some other guy kind of, you know, movie style, Hollywood style, he jumped in and stole the marriage, meaning obviously convinced her to marry her, because you can't have Kedusha without her agreeing, so okay, either way, Rav Brona, Rav Hanan, Talmidei de Rav, right, these were Talmidei of Rav, what happened, Havu Hasan, they were there, V'lo Tzriuchu get me Basra, they didn't require a gift from the second guy, meaning the second guy, she was married to the first guy, but the second guy it wasn't a marriage. So clearly you don't need to have a bia. She was still in the carriage over there. Samar Papa, Ben Nerish, yeah, Ben Nerish, and this town of Nerish was a little bit different. They did the whole marriage thing a little differently. Mints of Nesive, they would get married. Right? The Hadar, mostly of a Korsay, and then they would go in the carriage, meaning that they already had bia already. Okay, fine. Amar Ravashi Amar, who also Shalok Hogan? So actually, Gemara says, really, his second marriage should have been valid, but Chazal, right, got rid of it, because this guy, what are you doing? You're stealing a bride from her carriage to go to her husband. What the heck is wrong with you? Like, that's crazy zach. So Chazal also annulled his marriage, right? Rav Kinnu Rabban, Kedushin Minei, right? Really, halakha, it would have been a fine marriage. But Chazal, right, this guy was out of his mind, so the Chazal got rid of that marriage. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tenach, the Kesh B'Kaspa. Okay, Kesh B'Via, my, okay, Enichanami, but that's fine if the original marriage, I mean, the marriage of the first guy was with Kesef. But what with Bia? How could you tell me that you can get rid of that marriage? All right, so Gemara says, no, the second guy, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, Shavu Rabban Lebi'ila's nose. So Gemara says, yeah, Chazal were able to make this Bia, make the Bia's nose. So Amar Ravuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Elazar, Revichin Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha Karabi Elazar, and sure enough, right, we tell the girl, again, if you remember that Machlokes in the Mishnah, right, we tell the girl in that case to do Miyun, so that way, the guy can do Yibum with his brother's wife. Okay, now, says the Mishnah, Mishaya Nasu L'shtei Yisomos Ketanos, someone who was married to two Yisomos Ketanos. Again, we're going to have cases of marriage midirabbanan. So he's married to two orphans midir katano. So obviously they're married off by their sister and by their mother and their brother. So it's a marriage midirabbanan. Then obviously umes, then he dies. And piyasa ochalitza shel akel man pateres tzarosos. Any yibum machalitza with one of them, right, we'll get rid of by the yibum and the pater's the tzar, the co-wife. Right. So too, if you have two married women who are gdolas, but they're cheresh doesn't have a lachik das, right? So therefore, also a marriage midirabanan. But what if ketanav chareshes? There are two different marriages midirabanan, but we're not sure which one is the ikker, which one is more, let's say, powerful, whatever. So ein bia zachas b'hem poter tzarasa. They do not want bia or yibum with one or chalitza. Yibum or chalitza with one of them is not going to get rid of the Zika with the other. Bikachas v'chareshes, let's say a guy was married to a healthy woman and a chareshes, a deaf mute, which doesn't have halachic das. So then piyas ha-bikachas poteres v'chareshes, so then yibum v'chalitza with the healthy one will get rid of the Zika for the chareshes, but the other way around is not true. V'in piyas ha-chareshes poteres v'chareshes. But bi'ar chalitza with the second one, right, is not going to release the healthy one. A gedolah ketana, let's say it was a deraisa marriage and a derabana marriage. So then, bias a gedolah pateres a ketana, and bias a ketana pateres a gedolah. Right, again, as we said before, right, the yibum chalitza with the gedolah will get rid of the zika with the ketana, right, but the other way around is not true. Fine. Now we had said, well, the Gemara is going to ask, chereshes is bas chalitza, he, right? How in the world does a cheresh do chalitza? Right, we had said, right, that again, if you have two chareshos, women who are chareshes, so then again, it's the same as two ketanos, meaning that you can do yibum chalitza. Right, again, that's what we said in the Mishnah, right? What the lashon was, right? It was v'chein shtei chareshos, and so two chareshes. So the Gemara, meaning, how in the world do you do yibum chalitza with a charesh? So the Gemara says, charesh bat chalitza hi. Can you do chalitza really? That's not what the Mishnah. Chereish and nechlas v'chereish shecholtza. If you have a chereish that did chalitza, meaning the guy is a chereish, or the woman is a chereish and did chalitza. V'choletz is min hakatan. Or if you did chalitza and the kid, the male, the guy was a katan, so chalitza is a plula, that's no good. How can you tell me that a chereish can do chalitza? So I'm going to give them a right? A bia. No, anechanami. We're talking about the bia, the yibum. Right? In that case, chalitza is not actually possible. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, I feel the name of chalitza. No, you can even say it's a chalitza. Kan b'charesh shmei kara, kan b'kachas v'achar kach nizcharesha. The question is whether the original marriage, whether the woman, when she got married, was she a charesh or a chareshes? But if she was originally, meaning in the marriage was midirabanan, I guess the Gemara is going to explain right now. Right, if she was either a healthy, meaning if she was either chareshes originally and she's still chareshes now, or maybe she was healthy and then Rechman Tzlan got sick or whatever, she became a chareshes now. So the Gemara just explains chareshes made kara ki yichida al hachi nafik pikachas v'achar kach nizchar shelo. Sorry, no, I read that poorly. Chareshes mei kara, if she was originally a chareshes, so the marriage was midirabanan, tzgechi de'al hachi nafik. Just like she gave into the marriage, she can leave the marriage, meaning that it was midirabanan, so therefore, right, she can do chalitza. But if she was healthy, she was normal, when she came into the marriage, rachakach nizkarsha, then she became sick. Well, she cannot do chalitza, demakavla bakriya, because she's unable to do the kriya, the parts of the chalitza, right, that again, she's not able to do kriya. That's a good question. Maybe why it says the kriya doesn't say she doesn't have halachic das. Rilchei's Chazal, I'll talk about that. But either way, she cannot do chalitza in that case because she came in with a midiraisa marriage, and now she is a chareshes. Ezer Abaye says, "What do you mean chareshes meikara b'chalitza hi?" So what do you tell me that a woman, if she's originally a chareshes, you told me that she can do chalitza. Right, the problem is about tonight. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? We're going to basically, this Mishnah we're going to see in a couple of days, we're going to basically dissect and quote almost all of it right now through Amud Beis, so hopefully it'll be familiar to you when we get there. So tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Shnei Achin Echad Bikech V'Echad Cheresh. Again, two guys are married, and as soon as Shnei Nachrios, Achas Bikech V'Echad Cheresh, sure enough, right, they're married to two women who are not related. Right, one of them is Bikech, one of them is Cheresh, one of them is a healthy couple, one of them a couple of deaf mutes. Meis cheresh bala chareshes. If the brother who is a cheresh dies, so mayas bikech bala bikachas. What is the brother who is healthy? What does he do? So kones, he should marry her. For matzah lahotzi yotzin. If he wants to get divorce her, fine. Meaning you can't do chalitza. And she doesn't. You don't do chalitza. You just get, if he wants to get married her, and if he wants to get divorced her. Right, again, I know the meaning. She's not able to do chalitza because she can't say it out, but she's able to. Apparently, Rashi says she's able to kind of gesture and make signs, and communicate in that way. Again, because tachlis is just because she's going to get married with this. With these type of gestures and say, "Harim Kadeshly, do you agree?" Yes, okay, fine. So the chalitza, you actually have to speak out the things. But here she can just kind of show that this is what she wants, and that way she can give her a get as well. So, but if Meis Pikeach Bal Pikeachas, but if the healthy guy dies, so then Mayas a Cheresh Bal Chareshes, what does the Cheresh brother do? So Kones, he should marry her. Right, again, Yibum does not require Das. Obviously, can't do chalitza. He can't do chalitza, but even it's not quite as. If he wants to but he can't divorce her because again, he's a cheresh and a chereshes. Right, she can't get out of that marriage. So my love, chereshes mekara. This seems to imply that we're talking about an original where the woman was originally a chereshes. But ketani konis in, right? It says that he should marry her, right? So meaning he could do shiru yibum. So apparently, what do you see? Right, again, but with Arma Beis, right? Cholitz lo. Right, the implication is they should do yibum, but not chalitza. So the Gemara says lo. But bikachas v'achakach nischarsha. No, it's not talking about a case where she was originally a chareshes. It's where she was healthy and then she became a chareshes. So we're going to do that a couple of times, or kind of just undo the original assumption about what we're talking about. Gemara says Tashma, try to bring your proof. Shnei achim pikchin, if you have two brothers who are healthy and nisuin, shnei nochros achas bikachas v'chareshes. They're married to two women who are not related. One is healthy, one is deaf mute. It's a chareshes. Meis pikech v'chareshes. If the healthy one who is married to the chareshes, I mean both the brothers are healthy. So if the one guy married to the chareshes dies, my yasi pikech v'chareshes. What does the other brother do? Kones, he marries the chareshes. He wants to give her a get. But if the other way around, meis pikech v'chareshes, my yasi pikech. Pikeach b'la chareshes. What does the husband of the chareshes do to the other woman who is healthy? So ochol it's only abim, right? They can do chalitza v'yibum. That's totally normal, right? Normal case of a chalitza v'yibum. So my love, dehu pikeach meikara, he nami chareshes meikara. Well, that seems to imply that since that guy is initially healthy, right? Obviously, the guy is healthy straight through. So that the chareshes was also the same status as straight through. The Katani in the first part of that mission says, Kone is in, right, implying that Chol is low. He can only do Yibo and not Chalitza. So he says, no, I mean, the area, Hakidiza, maybe, who says that they have the same status, right? Maybe, who says that since that guy was healthy the whole time, that the girl was also healthy the whole time? Maybe she was, who says she was a Chareshes the whole time? Maybe she was healthy. And then she became a chareshes. Eisvei, I'll ask you another kasha. Again, the same mishnah. Shnei achen echad b'kach v'chareshes. Two brothers, one is healthy, one is not. Nesuin shnei achayos echad b'kach v'chareshes. And again, they're married again. Line them up. One is a healthy couple and a non-healthy couple. Meis chareshes b'al chareshes. If the brother who is a chareshes dies and his wife who is a chareshes now falls to Yibum, my yasa b'kach b'al b'kachas. What does the healthy guy do? Teitzi mishum achos isha. Again, they're married to sisters. Right, so then there's no Bibum there. But Meis Pikeach Bal Pikachas, if the healthy brother dies, Mayasa Cheresh Bal Chareshes, what does the Cheresh brother do? Motzi es ishto beget eishes achiv asura leolam. He has to get rid of his wife with a get. I mean, he definitely can't do Yibum. But again, his marriage is only Midirabanan, because the marriage of Chareshes is Midirabanan. But he has a Midiraisa Zika. So his wife is now eishes zikukasa. So he has to get rid of his wife, but he can't do Yibum on his brother's wife, right? Because again, that was again theoretically he's still married to her sister, Midirabanan. So that's also dim. So Gemara says V'chitema, right? Hachinami, if you tell me that. If you tell me that we're talking about a case where he was healthy and then he became sick, so I mean Matzi Mafik, he can't get rid of his wife. That's we learn the Mishnah, the Scharsha, Yoti, Nishtates Lo Yoti. That if the woman became a Chareshes after she got married, so then you can give her a get, but if she became nuts, if she went psycho, so then you cannot give her a get. This Chareshes, who owned Nishtate, Lo Yoti Alamis. But if he became a Chareshes, that's what we're talking about here, or he went nuts, so then he can't give her a get. So Elav becheresh meikara must be that we can be that we're talking about a case where he was a cheresh originally. Good, and we do cheresh meikara. He not a cheresh meikara, and seemingly that would imply that she was also originally chereshes. Umidachayos. And if you're telling me that the case of the sisters, which you just quoted right now, is when they're Chereshos originally, it must be that the other case that we quoted before is that the women who were not related, they were also Chereshos originally. And we learned before that, again, back to the original question, that you cannot do Chalitza. So apparently you cannot do a Chalitza with a woman who was married when she was a Chereshos. That's against Rabba or Rabba, Rabba, according to the Girsa. This course is Ishtik. So Rabba said, Rabba was quiet. He said, that's a pretty good point. So Kiyasa, he didn't say anything, right? He just was quiet. So Kiyasa, the commander of Yosef, when they went, he's hanging out with Rav Yosef, and they said to him, my time, Tosiv Meha. Why'd you ask him Akasha from there? Meaning that, again, it was back and forth, right? He had all this whole thing with logic, right? So Rav Yosef said, I got a better Akasha. Right, why did you ask him from over there? Right, because Rabba could have answered that Achayos Charish Meikara, but Nachris Bikachos Rachakasin's Charshu. Rabba could have just said, "What do you mean? There's not necessarily any connection between the cases in the Mishnah. Could be that, sure enough, yeah, the sister case where they were originally Charshos, but the non-sister case is when they got sick." So, Ella, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that the same status applies to the women across the board. Ella, Ivay Lecha, Osve Meha. Rather, you should have asked him this question from this part of this Mishnah. That this case, that Shnei Achen, and this will actually knock out Rabba Shita. Shnei Achen, Chereshim, Nisu, and Shnei Achayos, Pikros. You have two brothers who are Chereshim. And they're married to normal women. Oshte Achayos, Chereshos. Or they're married to charishos, or to women who are not healthy, right, or who are deaf mutes. Oshte achayos achas bikachos or achas charishos, or one who is healthy and one who is not. Meaning they're married to two sisters, regardless of whether the sisters are healthy, whether they're deaf mutes, whether they're charishos, whether it's one on one. V'chein shtei achayos charishos, and so too nusios l'shtei achin pikchin, and so too if you have two charishos, women who are charishos, are married to two healthy brothers. Right, Olishne Achen Chereshin, or they're married to two Cheresh brothers. Olishne Achen Echem Kechach Cheresh, or one on one. Right, and so Hare Elu Peturos Min Chalitza Min Yibum. There's no Chalitza. There's no Yibum. Right, they're totally out of it. Again, it's an erva. Right, even though the marriages are Midir Rabbanan. Right, because again, all those marriages involved are Midir Rabbanan, and so the Zika is only Midir Rabbanan, and the fact that he's married to an erva. Right, is even though it's all midrabanan, that's going to be no even mechalitz over there. From hayu nachrios, but if there's no erva, there's no relationship between the wives. So then yikotsu, right? You can do yibum, right? Vimratu, and if they want vimratu lahotzi, if they want to give him a get, so then you can give him a get. So the Gemara says heichidami, what's the case? Right, e lema bepikin v'zof chayshu that they were if you tell me it's where they were originally healthy and then they became sick. Vimatzi mafki, you can't give him a get. We just point out that you can't give him a get. If you want, you can give him a get. What do you mean? By the time we learn the Mishnah, the nishtate is lo yotzi. The scharish, nishtate lo yotzi olamis. We just learned that, right? That if the guy becomes a cheresh, he can't give a get anymore. Allah a cheresh meikara must be read that really the guy was sick. The guy was a cheresh originally, and the marriage was only midirabanan. Mehen cheresh meikara, any nami cheresh meikara. And if they were all originally a cheresh, so too the women also must be originally cheresh, because then v'katani with arentim hayu nachrios yikotsu. And if we learn if they were not related, you can do yibum yikotsu in yachotsu lo. But apparently you're not able to do chalitza. So sure enough, so you have to do rabba to yufta. So that will actually get rid of rabba shita that if the woman originally was a chalitza, if the woman originally was a cheresh, then she can do chalitza, and that will actually knock out his shita. Okay, Shkoi Kodor Rabosa, we'll go bite her in the Hedek Shas tomorrow. Not finishing the Sakta this week, but Mitzvah Shem next week. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.